morning, Tom.
Good morning, guys.
There are probably about 1,000 ways that you are a better man than I. Oh, hell, let's make it 10,000 ways that you're a better man than I.
I don't know about that.
But most recently, and most obvious, it would be this. Your post-game calmness and deportment in front of the microphones and the cameras. I could not stand up there and not rant and rave and scream and yell about a flag that was picked up that denied me an opportunity to try to win that football game. How do you do that? How's that discipline create itself?
Well, I think, you know, as athletes, we have the biggest influence on the game, and, you know, you hate for it to come down to a decision that's out of your hands, and it was really one play in the game, and we shouldn't have really even been in that situation. So the frustrating part is that the most frustrating part is just that, you know, we had plenty of opportunities to win that we didn't take advantage of. So, you know, you hate to come out of the game and blame something that's out of your control, whether you agree with it or don't agree with it, or, you know, I'm sure everyone has their own feelings on it. But, you know, my own personal feeling is, yeah, there's frustration. I was certainly frustrated at the moment that it happened. But, you know, also going into the locker room and understanding that we really blew the chances that we had, you know, that's more the overriding factor for me.
I'm not sure that you're going to let us have a little peek behind the curtain, but if you might, how is it conveyed to the team before the locker room doors open that we are not going to bitch and whine and moan about this? We're going to say what it is you just said. How's that conveyed to the team? Or is it just understood?
No, it was just, he didn't say anything. He just said, look, you know, we played hard. You know, hold your head high. We got a whole season ahead of us. You know, let's not make any excuses and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever, Tom, in your many years of playing and watching football, have you ever seen a pass declared uncatchable that was low, that was not high or airmailed into the stands?
No, I mean, I haven't. And I'm sure they're the first time for everything. And, you know, we get our fair share of calls and we don't, you know. So it's, you know, referees never want to be in that position either where they have to make a judgment call like that. And they wish it would not really come down to that either, I'm sure, because they don't want to play that kind of role in the game. But they did, you know, that was that situation. You know, they made a call and then, you know, they overturned the call. So that was just part of, you know, I guess being in the NFL for as long as I've been in, you see kind of everything, and right, it so happened, and, you know, we're going to have to move on. You don't have long to grieve in the NFL. I mean, we feel crappy for the flight home, and then you start evaluating what we need to do better, and certainly we're on to Denver at this point.
All right, I know. Before we get to Denver, I promised I would ask this. I know it's a hypothetical, and we don't know what would have happened, but if you got the call, you're at the one play to win the game, what would you have run? What would you got? Would you have spread it out and passed? Would you run blunt up the middle? What would have happened if you had gotten that one more play?
I thought about that. And I know our coaches thought about that. We talked about that, but I don't want to really divulge that information. What if that comes up next week?
We were rooting for the old direct snap you used to do with Falk.
Yeah,
the
Falk thing where you fake the high snap and maybe goes to Vereen.
That would be a good play. I'll bring that up. I'll put that in the suggestion box, and maybe we will pull that out if that happens again.
Would the quarterback sneak on a quick count have been in the conversation or the discussion?
I'm sure that's an option always. You know, when you're a yard away, you got a lot of options. So that's what makes it hard to stop. So it would have been it's a great situation to talk about, but we didn't really end up coming out. So
you'd have been in shotgun though. Wouldn't you have been in shotgun?
I don't think you want to be in shotgun at that point.
So you couldn't have done the direct snap to Vereen.
Oh, it's true.
Speaking of plays called, fourth quarter, third and one, the incompletion to Dobson. Did you have any second thoughts about that? And the second part of that question is, you had to that point, Tom, completed 13 consecutive passes. You were on a roll. Did that sort of 13 consecutive passes feel good feeling prompt either Josh or Bill or you to say, yeah, let's throw it to Dobson on third and one?
Well, we had talked to play, and, you know, they were a pretty aggressive defense. They just didn't end up playing aggressive on that, at that particular point. Mm-hmm. So we thought they were really going to bite up on the play action, and we'd have either Gronk or James Devlin, you know, open for a walk-in touchdown. And they played the situation pretty soft. So, you know, we just one of those things that was a big point in the game. And, you know, they defensively made a good play. And certainly if we had to do it over again, you know, because it didn't work, you always, you know, second-guess those ones. But, you know, I like what we're trying to do. We talked about it for 2 days of what we want to do in that situation. So it just didn't work out for us at that time.
You know, with the Pittsburgh game and then the other night, I guess having Vereen back too, you just look more comfortable the last 8 quarters. I mean, is that fair to say right now you're the most comfortable you've been with this offense so far this season?
You know, we're executing better. So, you know, I would say we're kind of doing more of the things that we're capable of doing at this point. So, you know, I always feel comfortable out there. Whether our execution ends up being that way and executing at a high level against a good team, you know, it's just we've been up and down this year. We've been inconsistent. You know, the thing that I look at is everything that's happened in the past 10 weeks, none of it matters at this point. So our whole season's ahead of us. And what we do these next 6 weeks, that'll determine what happens going forward. So we got no excuses. We got nobody to blame but ourselves for our losses. We're capable of beating everybody that we played. You know, but we just have to go out and do it. We have to go out and execute at a high level. And if we do that, we're going to be just fine. So I'd rather have it be in our hands than anybody else. And, you know, it's certainly in our hands at this point. We got as big a game as we played all season this weekend. So we're putting everything we can into it and see if we can beat a good team. And, you know, we're obviously confident that we can go out there and play our best game.
Hey, Tom, given who you are, given your accomplishments in this league, given your entire life, there's probably not a lot of people that you are jealous or envious of. That said, when you look at Cam Newton on 3rd and 6 glide to an easy first down or elude Ninkovich twice and Chandler Jones and show that kind of athleticism and foot speed, you ever say to yourself, man, I wish I could do that?
I mean, it's like watching, I mean, you see that, and then in other sports, it's like, you know, LeBron James, who's physically, you know, just does what he wants to do. I mean, it's pretty, and that's why guys are number one picks overall, because they can make those type of plays. So, you know, I've learned to adapt to my style of play, which is definitely not what Cam Newton was doing the other night. Yeah, but ultimately, you got to figure out a way to get it done, and he gets it done a different way than I do. And you know, he was successful at it the other night, and you know, I've had my fair share as well. So I'm not changing my style. There's no way I ever could at this point. But it was a really well played game by him the other night. Yeah.
You imagine that a defense can't play man to man against you, Tom? How nice would that be?
I mean, I've seen a lot of it. You know, defensive game plan is set around not one player typically. I mean, you've got to stop a number of things. And, you know, I played games where it was all zone coverage. I played games where it's all man coverage. And some of it maybe has to do with me. A lot of it has to do with the guys around me.
Right.
I mean, for that particular player, a guy like Cam Newton, who's a mobile quarterback, yeah, I mean, you have to be accountable for when he runs because he's that type of dynamic player. So he was hitting passes the other night. He had a great game. And, you know, our defense, you know, they played their butts off to the end. And, you know, we came up a little bit short. But, you know, hopefully if we're in that situation again coming down the stretch, we play a little bit better because we certainly can play better. I definitely know that. I mean, we had plenty of opportunities, certainly in the first half, to score more points. We had a lot of self-inflicted missteps by our offense that didn't allow us to score points. And then the second half, we played a little bit better, but we could have played a lot better than we played. And we had many more scoring opportunities that we didn't take advantage of. And if we can get to the point where we start taking advantage of those and our guys can stay healthy and we can gain a little sense of you know, doing the right thing on a week-to-week basis with the guys that we have playing, then we're going to be all right.
Yeah.
So,
You know, you said you're moving on to Denver, and it's hard to believe, but you're moving on to a game that is much, much bigger than the one you just played. We feel like, you know, the Panthers game, the Monday night football game, and all it entailed is like the game of the year. That's not even the game of the week for you guys, because you got this conference opponent, the best team in the AFC, at home Sunday night. Is it the kind of team, when you look around the locker room, is it the kind of team that can turn the page and not get caught up in the game you just played?
Absolutely. And that's the way the NFL is, and we've been through that a lot of times. And you have tough losses, or look, if we won the game the other night, it's still just the biggest game for us this week. So, like I said, we're 7-3. You know, we're at a decent position. I mean, none of this matters. You know, what matters is what we do going forward. You know, everything's ahead of us. The team that we are is going to be determined by what we do going forward. So that's the good part. We've learned a lot of things. We've had a lot of guys come in and out of the lineup. And you know, on offense, we're a little bit settled right now, which is good. And we'll see if we can put together our best performance this weekend. And, you know, there's no reason, you know, we shouldn't. We should expect to go out there and play our best. That's what I'm expecting.
Have you ever seen a quarterback playing as well as Manning is right now?
I mean, he's playing great. He's got some great statistics, and he's obviously has great command. And, you know, I've played against him a lot. He always has had great, you know, statistics and wins, and, you know, he's a great player. That's why he's one of the best players to ever play in the game. So our defense has its work cut out for us. They got a lot of good players. There's different threats. You know, Peyton's always had a great ability to check to the right play and get his team doing the right thing. So, you know, these games we look forward to. You play the best. You want to see where you match up. And we have our chance this weekend.
But you've owned them. You'll admit that, right? You've owned them. You played 13 times. You won 9.
Well, we've had our fair share of wins. He's had some pretty good wins himself, you know, Beating us in the AFC Championship. You know, we'll see how it plays out this time. It's a different team that he's on. They've been playing a different style this year. You know, we've got a little different team this year, so it's a good matchup. I mean, hopefully we come to play. We got our guys that are, you know, especially an offense that are excited for this week. It's really, you know, having Rob and Danny and Shane out there all for the first time with Julian and Aaron, KT, Boyce was active, LeGarrette, you know, we had our offense out there, and it was pretty good, you know, it was pretty good all night for the most part. We didn't score as many points as we wanted to, but we could have pretty much scored on every drive. So, you know, I think we got a pretty good offense. You know, we're gonna see how it matches up against Denver's defense. And, you know, like I said, we're confident in what we're doing, and, you know, we got to go out and be able to execute it.
Tom, we've talked to you long enough to know that you don't care about individual stats. You don't care about personal milestones. And that's not what the question's about. It's about whether you are aware of you approaching a milestone. As an example, in the first quarter in the Carolina game, you got to 4,000 completions, which makes you the sixth guy in the National Football League to come up with 4,000 completions. Were you aware that you were approaching that mark? Does Stacey James say to you at some point during the week, by the way, 7 more, you're at 4,000? Were you aware of it?
You know what? That's funny. No, I wasn't. And the thing was they told me in the production meeting the night before the game with the ESPN crew. And they said, you know, 8 completions and you get to 4,000 yards. And I said, oh, wow, that's great. And they said, I said, hopefully I can get there tomorrow night or something like that. I said, hopefully by the end of the first quarter, we've got 8 completions. So, I wasn't aware of it. I mean, there are certain ones that you're aware of, but, you know, that one, I really wasn't.
Now, John Gruden said during the broadcast, after Gronk successfully executed a wham block, Gruden said, hey, he told us in the production meeting, talking about Gronk, I got a wham block in the arsenal on Monday night. Don't miss it. Now, will Bill be pissed about that, that he told Gruden that there's a wham block coming at some point?
I don't know. Probably not. Probably. I mean, look, they got to defend a lot of things. I'm sure they're hoping that Gronk is wham blocking and not catching 50-yard touchdown passes. So I'm sure if it was any defensive coordinator, they'd rather have Gronk locked in on every single play in the game.
Right.
But if Gronk's able to do those things for us, then, you know, that springs, you know, that's what team players do. I mean, when he's excited about blocking, you know, that tells you all you need to know about Gronk, that he's a team player. He's going to do whatever we ask him to do because, you know, sometimes that's what you need to do to help your other teammates out. And we had a pretty successful run on that play, if I don't remember.
Yeah, you did.
Do you expect to see your old pal Wes on the field in uniform Sunday night?
Yes, I do. I've been around him long enough to know, you know, what he's all about. And he loves playing football, and there's a chance for him to play, and especially coming back here. And he's definitely going to be out there. I got no question about that.
Did he text you? Did he call you and tell you, I'll see you Sunday night?
No, he didn't do that. It would take an awful lot for him to miss this game.
You know, you and Peyton are like, you know, Bird and Magic, who became friends later in life and did commercials together and made appearances. Do you consider Manning a friend, and do you think you'll, you know, have that kind of relationship till you're old and gray?
Yeah. I mean, he's not, you know, certainly a close friend. I mean, not like a lot of guys, you know, my guys that, you know, I've been around for, you know, a lot of years together, but you know, as a professional relationship, he's probably one of my better friends in the NFL because, you know, we've been basically the same era. We've been in a lot of situations where we spend time with one another. So, we have a lot in common. So we talk football pretty much nonstop when we're together. And that's, you know, he loves playing football. I love playing football and we love talking football. So there's been a lot that I've watched from him over the years and really learned from, but he has he's got a great skill set. He's got a great mind. And then when you combine those two and you put together an offense that, you know, they have at Denver and it's, you know, they have hugely productive years on offense. So we know we're going to have to score a lot of points on offense and, you know, we're capable of that too. So we just got to go out and do it.
Finally, we'll end it with this. Quarterback question of the week. It's brought to you by Crescent Credit Union, online at crescentcredit.org. And this is sort of an extension of what Jerry was asking about. The pregame meet and greet, whether it's with Welker or whether it's with Manning, what do those things entail? Is anything significant ever said or done when you meet guys that you either used to play with or you have a great deal of respect and you played against a lot? What is said in those meetings, Tom?
Personally, I'm not really into that, so I don't say much.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll just, I don't know. I hardly ever do that, so it'd be hard for me to even come up with something to tell you guys because I kind of stay away from the pregame stuff. So I don't go out in the field before the games because I feel like, you know, it could get distracting and.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't want to get into personal conversations with guys, you know, an hour and a half before we're going to go out on the field. So
there's a John Hanna element to you, and people have famously told me back in the day on game day when he would show up in the locker room, the guys, two lockers to the left and two lockers to the right, would take all their stuff and get the hell out just to get away from John Hanna.
Yeah, we got a few guys like that, too. I mean, I put Logan in that category. He doesn't BS with anybody. He wants to come to work, and he wants to go out and kick some ass. So that's a good thing to be able to do. And when you can count on guys to be able to do that, you know, then, you know, they're in the right frame of mind. So our guys will be in the right frame of mind this weekend. We've got a lot to play for. And, this is a very important game for us in the scope of our season. And, you know, we got to go out there and play like it. And if we can go out and play like we're capable, then, you know, we obviously have a lot of confidence that we can go out and win the game.
Looking forward to it, Tom. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Tom Brady with Dennis and Callahan.